Baseball PhD podcast segment to remember, 2010.
This next interview comes from episode 6, Baltimore Orioles.
Gina Leo Stingley from sports architectural firm Populous walks us through the features of Target Field in Minneapolis right before the great urban ballpark open.
Let's set the stage for this next interview. In February, I flew out to Kansas City, Missouri to visit the world headquarters of Populous, formerly HOK Sport. They're the greatest sports architectural firm on the planet. I pull up, and when you pull up to the front door, there's literally a mini jumbotron on the front of the office building saying, "We are Populous," and showing you various scenes of various things that they have built. So I go to the second floor, I meet with Gina Leo Stingley so that I can get a first-hand look on how Target Field is going to look. And we're walking down a hallway. The hallway is filled with models of baseball parks that they have built in the past and in the future. And she's going to educate us now on Target Field, which opens April 12th in Minneapolis.
So right now we're walking down, what do you call this, your baseball row where we're seeing various models?
Yep. This is the Twins ballpark, Target Field, that opens in, what, about 45 days or so? Well, this is, I'll point out just a couple things about this ballpark that I think are really cool. This is an 8.5-acre site. Most ballparks are 13 acres or so.
Okay.
So squeezing a ballpark into 8.5 acres was a pretty big challenge, the guys will tell you. If you see right here, this is a highway.
Okay.
There's a railroad that comes on the backside of the ballpark that they had to move more than 60 feet, which is, from what we've heard, is a pretty big feat to get a railroad to move their rail lines. So this interstate actually goes underneath the ballpark. There's parking ramps here. They had to work around all kinds of things to get the ballpark to fit, which is why you see some of the areas, how they cantilever out. But it also kind of creates a modern ballpark experience, too. There's heating elements in the field itself, so the field maintains a constant minimum 42-degree temperature, so snow will not stick to the surface, and it keeps the players warm. The dugouts are heated.
The field itself, we've got some heating elements in the field.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's worried about the snow in Minneapolis. It won't be a problem. There's radiant heat in the main concourse, so up in the ceiling, you know, like when you're standing out waiting for the
guy to bring
your luggage.
Is this the first stadium that you've had to deal with these type of heating issues?
It's probably the first one where we've paid a lot of attention to it. The first. I mean, you know, it was cold at Nationals Park on opening day.
Right, and Jacobs Field Progressive Field now.
Yeah, so there's, you don't see it in this image, but beyond left field here, right beyond the left field foul pole, there is above the Twins offices, there's an outdoor bar, and it's got an outdoor fire pit, which will be really cool.
Is that going to be the Metropolitan Club?
No, this is the Metropolitan Club.
So Metropolitan Club's over in right field area.
Yes, right here.
Okay.
No, that is the Budweiser party deck, and you'll see a big Budweiser sign in some of the pictures that you see. So that'll be a neat element that, you know, you can enjoy the game and sit around the fire. On the upper concourse, there's a couple bar areas that are enclosed. So, you know, if you get cold, you can go somewhere and still see the game, warm up. The cold's not going to be an issue. When it comes to, you know, late April, May, June, July, they're going to forget what it was ever like to watch baseball on the dome. So,
how long did your company work on the Target Field project? Three, 4 years?
You know what? Actually, we've been working with the Twins for almost 10 years now.
Wow.
And that doesn't mean that we've been designing for 10 years by any means, because we were investigating different sites. When we settled on this site, it's average design and construction process is about 4 years. Sometimes it's been a lot quicker than that. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer than that. It just kind of depends. Let's see, we broke ground on this project. Oh gosh. It's been about 2 years of a construction process. And they got done, Mortensen did a great job. They got done early. In fact,
yeah, technically, I know when we went to the last game, if they had to, they probably could have played there.
Yeah. And, you know, another neat element that you don't see in this rendering, this is an older one, is the Minion Paul sign. It's a 46-foot tall sign right out here. And it's their big home. It'll be, you know, when someone hits a home run, it's their old, the 1965 Twins logo. The old baseball, old-time baseball players, and the sign lights up. They shake hands. So that'll be kind of a fun throwback element. But for the most part, this is very much a modern expression in the design, as you can see from some of the materials and the shapes we used.
This has been a Baseball PhD production. Copyright 2010.